Kidding, oh yeah.
Where are we? I'm on the bottom, I'm going to test some base. Bona ba yischodosh, bekona kelem chadosh, and as he said, you make sure chayona. Amar afuna. Lo yishonu, ela she'en lo kayoitze bohen. He doesn't have such a thing. Aval yesh lo kayoitze ben ein tzoch. We buy something new. If he has it previously, yarshin dechveis. He had it from before, he doesn't make the bracha. Yechanan om, afilu yesh lo kayoitze bohen, tzorech levarech. Because he's not getting it through kinyan. The kinyan is new. Michlal, the kikona v'chose v'kona, the v'akol ain't tzorech levarech. The machloikis is, if you have it, and now you buy it. So if Unis says you have it, so there's no shechiyonu. If Yochanan says it's a shechiyonu because you the first time you bought it. But everybody holds kona v'chose v'kona, there'll be no broch. Ikadamrei, we'll move it over one step. Omrav Huna, lo yishonu ela shaloi kona v'chose v'kona. Then you make shechiyonu. Meaning, if you had it and you bought it, but you didn't, you're not buying a second time. Aval kona v'chose v'kona, ain't tzoruch levorich. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, afilu kona v'chose v'kona, tzoruch levorich. Michlal, in the second lotion, the ki yesh lo v'kona, divyakol tzoruch levorich. It moves over one step. It's in the first lotion. In the first lotion, the machloik is if you had it and you bought a new one. If Una says you don't need a broker because you have it. If Yochanan says you need a broker because the kinyan is new. But kona v'kona, you bought something new, you bought it again, you certainly don't need. Second lotion moves over. Everybody holds in the second lotion that if you have it and you buy it new, then you zechen need a broker. The kinyan is new. The machloikis is kona v'chose v'kona. Rav Huna says kona v'chose v'kona doesn't need it. It's not new to you, and it's not the kinyan is not new. You've already bought something like that. And Bi'urchan says kona v'chose v'kona sarach levarach. We pass it like Bi'urchan in the second lotion. So we go, if you buy something new, you buy something new again, you still make the broker. Meisvei. Bona bayis chodosh. Ve'ein lo kayyitzibo. He doesn't have such a thing. Kona kelim chadoshim ve'ein lo kayyitzibo hem tzorach levorech. Okay, that's for sure. Yesh lo kayyitzibo hem ain't tzorach levorech. That's basically, that is Rav Huna in the first lotion. That if you have it and you buy it, you don't need a brocha. Rav Yudoma benkach u benkach tzorach levorech. Let's keep shuto, he means whether or not you had it, you need the brocha. That's mamish the first lotion. Rav Huna Rav Yerchon is the main Rav Yudah. That's what it says. Bishwal Lishna Kama Rav Huna Kareb Meir Biyach Kareb Yudah. It's very perfect. Rav Huna is a Meir. If you have it and you buy it, you don't make a bracha. Rav Yehuda is a Biyach. If you have it and you buy it, you do make a bracha. But Kona B'chaz V'Kona, everybody else, you need a bracha. But what you do in the second lotion, Lishna Basra, so you just move it over. Rav Huna now becomes Rav Yehuda. If you have it, you bought it, you make a bracha. But Rav Yehuda who said Kona B'chaz V'Kona is nobody now. Bishwal Rav Huna Kareb Yehuda. El Rabbi Yechon Adoma Kaman Loker Meir Loker Yehuda, because all Rabbi Yehuda said here was Benkach u Benkach, whether you had it or you didn't have it and you bought it, you need a Shechayonah. But the Mashmos is the bigger Chiddush. If you bought it and bought it again, you wouldn't need a Brocha. So Rabbi Yechon is now without anybody. Omaloch Rabbi Yechon, who had din to Rabbi Yehuda Kona v'chos v'kona nami tzorch levorech. Rabbi Yehuda meant even more than that. V'hodiko miflege, so make the machloikis there be yeshlo v'kona l'deach l'kerich l'remei. It's set up in the case where you had it and bought it to tell me the kerich l'remei. L'remei holds even in that case you don't need a brocha. That feel kona v'yeshlo ain't zorach l'vorech. Kol shken kona v'choz v'kona ain't zorach l'vorech. No, so liflugu v'kona v'choz v'kona ain't zorach l'vorech. L'deach l'kerich l'remei. He had to tell me the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda, that even by Kona v'chose v'kona, you need the bracha. Kerech d'Atero, the flay. They'd rather tell us there, which is an Isaac, what it's called Kerech d'Atero exactly, but where you don't make the bracha, the Gemara here calls Kerech d'Atero. So in Ochanan, Rabbi Yehuda will have to learn in that second lotion that it's an extreme machloikis, that the Meir holds Yeshlo v'kona, you know, in the bracha. And Rabbi Yochanan holds Yeshlo v'kona needs a bracha, and Kona v'kona needs a bracha. It's a wider machloikis than before.
Kona v'kona means the same item, or
yeah? No, not the same thing. No. I bought a new car. Next year, I bought another new car. That's how we pass. Kona v'kona chazav tzar levar. We pass in like Rabbi Yochanan in the second lotion. If the thing is new, you make a bracha. And the Yerushalmi even said it doesn't even have to be new, even if it's an old thing, but for you it's new. It's chasher for you. You'll need a bracha, the Yerushalmi. It doesn't have to be a brand new car. You buy a used car, the Marshal, for you it's a psachosh of azach, you would need it. It doesn't have to be chadosh or mamish, the Yerushalmi says. Okay. Mevorah Colorado, the Mishnah said, we said, Amsuris Toivis, you say, Borgatova made, Amsuris Roy, you say, Dynamis. Then the Mishnah said, that on a Ro'ah that's like a Toiva, you make Dynamis, and a Toiva main al Ro'ah, you make what do you call it, Atova Meitiv. So what does it mean? What's it mean? Mevorah Colorado, Echadomi, what's a Ro'ah that has in it some Toiva? You still make a dynamis. What is the case? Kigon the shok al bit kibari, his land was flooded. So Afagav the tova hila the day. In the long run, it may be good for him because his earth will be now well fertilized for the next time around. But at present, it's bad because it just wiped them out. So that's the Gemara meant. Such a thing you say dynamis because it's bad. Even though there's a silver lining down the line, right now it's bad, so you make dynamis. Afagav the tova hila the day. There is good there, the maska arashirtun. Means the limits for the tid, but it's not money. I mean, it's going to be well fertilized the next time around. Vishyopcha will be better, but hashtami, roi. The maizah just flooded out his land, so he makes dynamis. What's a tova mein aroa that you'll say, mei tova mei, that it's good, but there's some bad there. But listen. Is it my friend? My voice is shut. Is an interesting one. He found money. I've got the royally today. There's some bad there. Why? I guess they were living in a place where the king didn't like people finding money in the street. If he may get caught, so there's a downside. He's going to have to be careful now. But now he found something. He has a revach, so he makes a tova mate. Okay, then the mission went into Tfilah Shavuos. You can't daven the some that's too late. And the Mishnah said, example, is Ishta Muberis, and he starts davening, she should have a Zohar. That's a Tfilah Shavuos. Okay, so you can see you do a Dicky Gemara here. Ishta Muberis, when you wrote Shetelet Zohar, is a Tfilah Shavuos. Obviously, we're saying that it doesn't help to daven once she's Muberis for Zohar in the Cape. That's not a Tfilah Shavuos. The Loma Hani Rachmi doesn't help Rachmim. We see it does. Moshe Yosef, Vacha Yol the Baz. By Din it says Vacha Yol the Baz. Afterwards she had a girl. After what? Vatikur Shmo Dina. My Vacher. You know the story. She was Muberis with a Zohar at that point, but she figured out at that point if she would have her seventh son, then Rachel would have less than the Shifkos. She knew there were only 12, so the Shifkos each had two each. If she would have seven, that would be 11. That would leave Rachel for one. So Rachel would be less than the Shifchis, so she was mispalel to switch the Zohar into an Akeva. Vacha, she called it Dina. So you see, davening does help to switch the gender of the baby. Why call it Tvila Shov? Vacha, Omer, Rav, Lacha, Shadonu, Leia, Din, Ba'atzma, Va'omra. Yud, Be, Shvotim, Asin, Lotzis, Miyankim. Shishi, Yosef, he already had six. Varbomen, Ashvachis, they each had their two. He already had 10 children, 10 boys. Hare, Asora, Im, Zeh, Zohar, Lote, Achisi, Rachel, Kach, Shifchis, because she'll have only one son. So, Bekitzi, you see, you can daven to change the gender of the child. So, why is the Mishnah calling it a Tfilah Shov? First, Teretz of the Gemara, Ein Maskir and Maisa Nisim. You're right. That's Chavana Maisa Nes. We don't deal with it. But in the real world, it can't work. Ibo Yisemo, Maisa Daleye Betoichar Boim Yoim Havo. That was in the first 40 days after conception. Then the gender hasn't been pinned. The gender is pinned at 40 days. Our Mishnah says Tfilah Shov is talking after 40 days. Within the first 40 days, there is Mokam L'Spal. Kiddusanya, Shloisha Yomim Harishonim, the first 3 days after conception, Yevakish, I'm sorry, not after the beer, Yevakish Odim Rachmim, Shlo Yesriah, that the Zerah shouldn't be Masriach, it should take, be Niklad, and become conceived. Mishloisha Varaboyim, from 3 days to 40, Yevakish Rachmim, Shezocher. So you see, in the first 40 days, you can still daven for the gender. My boy, Rashi learned sandal, we hadn't needed it. If she becomes pregnant again, the second baby will mush up the first baby, smash it, whatever. A good birth. Good, so whatever it is, that's the answer. Tefillah helps for the gender in the first 40 days. Now, frankly, you want the other way around. It shouldn't even help then. The gender is pinned at conception. Not at 40, it's pinned at conception. The Ravami, Ish, we had also need a few times. Ish mazriya tchilo, you'll let us the kevo. Ish mazras tchilo, you'll let us zocher. So the gender is pinned at conception. What are you telling me, 40 days? Shenema isha kisazri, you'll the zocher. Zakti Gemara, you're right, in general it is. But hochamaya skinen, kon shizriu shneim vasachas. It's talking in a case where hizriu shneim vasachas. In that case, the gender is not pinned by conception. There you can daven still for 40 days. So basically, the truth is, at the end of the day, the Mishnah comes back to Pshuto. You basically can never daven to change the gender, because it'll only in a case where Shneim is Yuv Vasan, you're going to know that. The general assumption is somebody was first, so the gender is already pinned, and the Mishnah really goes back to being Pshuto, that you really can never daven for that.
All right, whatever.
What?
If there's a possibility that it could work, then you can daven.
Make the tefillah al-sofik, you mean? Right. Rashi doesn't go to it. Rashi says, "Mashkachas lo de mahanya," that it'll help. I hear. I mean, you could damn, but it won't help. You mean? You could damn, but it won't help. It'll only help in the case where was that one? Problem. Okay. Good. Hayibob baderech. Toner rabbona ma'ase behilul azokin shayibob baderech. V'shoma kol tzvachu beiri. All the psatum. Something's going on over here. Didn't sound healthy. Oma muftav chani shein zebetoch beisi. He was sure that it wasn't happening in his house. Well, because of Omer, Mishmua Rolo Yiro, Nochon Libo Batua Bashem. Omer Rovo, this posuk, however you go, you read it from front to back to front, it comes out meaning the same thing. Kolega de Darshis Lahaikro, Mereisha Le Seifa Medrish. Mereisha Le Seifa Medrish, it'll mean the same thing. Mereisha Le Seifa Medrish, you read it this way, Mishmua Rolo Yiro, Matam. Meaning someone, he's not afraid. Why? Because he's a Balbatochen. Misayful Reish says the same thing. Matters. Nochli b'tov someone who's a Balbatochen. Mishmur ola yira. Who told me that? Interesting. Gemara says. Who told me that?
What?
What do you mean? Yeah. No. First piece and the second. First. Yeah. He was walking behind Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef, Shuk of the Tzion, and the Shuk of the place Tzion. Chazi took a mavi. Shmuel said that he was trembling. I don't know. He was shaking. I don't know what he was doing. He was afraid. So he says to him, "Chatoat, are you a choite? What are you so nervous about?" The chatoim are afraid in Tzion. Why are you so afraid? Oh, my lady, Talmud said, "V'hoksiv, Asher Yodam Afachet Talmud." Omalei Ahu b'Divrei Torah k'siv. Interesting Gemara. Divrei Torah, Dr. Rashi, Asher Mufachei Tomid, that you'll forget what you learned. In Meila, he's constantly chazering. But it's not a lifestyle, Asher Yodam Mufachei Tomid. Yehuda Bar Nosson, Avishokel V'Ozl Basri D'Rav Himnuna. Itnach, he gave out a krecht. Omalei, so he said to him, so Rav Nuna said to him, Yisurim Ba'u Gavli Yisriyana. He's trying to bring Yisurim on himself. I was afraid, and the taka came on me when I was afraid. So the Talmud told him back. Yeah, but I don't know if you're supposed to walk around shaking. You know, you got to do what you got to do. That's probably what he meant. I mean, yeah, rather. Who? There aren't that many. The Gemara is going to say it on Daf Safa Gimel again on Eslas L'Shem Afer Torah Sechos. That's so many. Well, I was pointing it out. It's like we pray. Kein Zeh Motzino Madaf Sama Gimel. Anichlas L'Krach. Again, we had a Machloikis there. The Tanakama said you daven twice. Once a tefillah to get in b'shalom, and once that you got out. But Rabbi Yossi, but as I said, four tefillahs. A tefillah before you're entering that I should go in b'shalom. Then when you get in, you thank Hashem for getting in b'shalom. Then when you want to leave, you ask Hashem to get out b'shalom. Then when you get out, you thank Him for getting out b'shalom. Four tefillahs. This is Ben Azai here. B'knisosu mahu oimer. Yerosu v'chadach Hashem l'kash, v'tachnisein l'krach, z'il l'shalom. Nichnas omer mod lefen hashon lekai sheichnes tani lekraz elishol. Bigish lord says he wants to leave omer yotz lefen hashon lekai velakay avasai shetzani mikraz elishol. Yotz omer mod lefen hashon lekai sheyotz tani mikraz elishol. Now then, since he's leaving, he already gets into tefilas aderech. We're talking in a case where he's starting now, so he's going. He hooks right into tefilas aderech. James has a son, Lashon Katol. Again, you won't always need this, depending on your situation. I mean, if let's say he came through a crack and it's the middle of the day, you won't have to say tefilas aderech. I'm talking where you stayed over or something. What? Yeah, when you're middle, yeah, that's state in dinner, say. When you leave originally, not you need Hirzik Baderech. But if let's say I'm going from here to you're going to Seattle. Now I hope you're not going by train. You ain't going to make it. But if you're going from here to Seattle and you sleep over in Chicago till the morning, you say it in the house, in the room when you're done. You need Hirzik Baderech. Yeah. Omer Rav Masna, very interesting. What's the story here? What do you need a davening altogether for? So because you're going into a crack. Rashi said the Mishnah, big city's a tough place. I'm from New York. It's like a tough place. As she says, a krach, shom mitzui moishlim royim, there's bad face, bureaucrats will say, umachapsim alil, sign a chapi, face. Then you get a ticket, he does, but you start out with it. So it says a more interesting thing. Omer Mas, lo yishonu, el bekrash ein donen vahorgen bo. Meaning, it's a lawless place. They don't don and kill, they can stop kill people, they can stop and do things. It's not a masudadik a place. I will be crushed. Don in Vahargim Bo. I mean, they'll kill people. They only kill people when they go through some sort of judicial process. Meaning, it's if there's a setup over here, then you don't need to steal them. And that's, I'm afraid people pick you off the street. Leslon Bo. Ikadamre into Santa Gomorrah. Omar Masna, if you'll be crushed, don in Vahargim Bo. Even if there is a reasonable judicial process over there, you got to say the tefillah. Why? Zimnadol Mislamah, Inish the Yolah, Flos Chusa. He won't find a good lawyer. Okay. Toner Abonon. It's a little break, a little, what do you call it, introduction here. The Beis HaMerchatzes in those days were a dangerous place. I don't know. Very interesting how they had it set up. They had this big hole with fire. They had to cook up a lot of water. It was a Isekamo. You push it like out a pit of some sort with fire. And across it, they had boards. And the heat came up, and there was the water. It was a mess. People forever falling in. It was a dangerous place, HaMerchatzes. No, the special bracha here for being saved, getting out of the merchatz in one piece. In Mishbush state, as today, we don't do it because our merchatzoyes are more or less set up. You got at the end in the Sharetzini, right? So that's not so sure because in our merchatzoyes, things do happen. So, okay, maybe we should make the bracha. And what's going on there in Radin and the merchatz, but turn around, and Hanichdes Abarbe Samarzos, I'm going to talk about them. I mean, all you have is hot water. What? Okay, there's levels in Sakona. I mean, how do you drive your car? I once heard a shiva. When I graced a shiva, how do you get into a car? The odds of getting out of the car, people dying in car accidents, is higher than most other things. I mean, if you take the number. So I can't say, how you figure those things out. Those should be ram, whatever it is over there. But the statistics on people dying in car accidents is might be worse than cigarette smoking. Years ago, I heard a shiur from the guest of shiur. Was like, how you like driving a car? But hello, turn around. I nichlas the base of merchatz. Omi yotzal v'nech Hashem lekashe tatzileni mizeh umekayotzi boy val yera bitar kakola ve'oven. Now he adds on this. He adds on that. That's okay. But he says v'im yera bitar kakola ve'oven. And if I should fall, the mashia throws in nochazak. Not only is it dangerous in the base of merchatz, but you're orum in the base of merchatz, both physically and orum in a mitzvah, like David said. So your protection is shvach. Your protection is shvach, the sakonas. Okay. Now he throws in these words. If something should happen, tehemisosi kapora lochal avino isak. If I do fall in, I don't get out of this mess over here. Chodzaina kapora. Omer Abai, that you shouldn't say. Lolema in the shochi, that you're not supposed to say. The lift of pumil is sot. Yeah, this before somewhere. I forgot. That much sakona gemara held it was, which we do. I'm correct. I mean, that's all these things. That's talking in a guy's walking on the street. These are special situations. Chazal felt it wasn't walking. Well, Divrei Pelas Sot, we had this earlier in Daf Yud Tes. Domer Shlokish V'chintanim Mishmed Reb Yosi Le'olam Al Yiftachot and People Sot. Domer Yosi Mike, where would he see it? The Siv Kimat in the Novi, the Kimat Kistoma Yinol Amor Daminu. He compares Kal Yisrael Kimat, we're almost like Stoma Amor. Then he turns around and says, once he said it, he calls him Stoma Amor. Maya Hadalu Novi Shimul Vashem Ktsin Istoim. That's a Divrei Pelas Sot. He shouldn't have said that. Now, Ki Nofik Mai, what do you say when you get out of there? Omer Avach Moed Anil Farech Hashem Lakashi Tzaltani Min Ho Uor, from the fire. Here comes a cute, interesting story. Rebabo Ola Beboni, he went into the Americas. Afkis Beboni Mitusa, it fell, Taker. The wood cracked and they all fell in. Israqish Le Niso. He got a nest. Komalamudo, some, I guess, one piece of wood was still standing. He was standing out. He stuck out his hand. He saved 101 people with a chain. He himself grabbed onto one or two people. He grabbed onto one. He grabbed 101 people were saved. Shoziv Meyev Echad Gavri Bechad Evor. With one arm, he saved 101. Rashi says he didn't hold 101 people. He held one or two, and then he held one. He held one. Yes, yeah. Omar Hainu de Ravacho. That's what Rav Acha just said. Model in Fonecha. You got it. Yeah. The Om Rav Acha, those words are wrong. They go out. This is a new story. Hanichlas Lahakis Dam. Listen to this bloodletting business. Yerotzim Fonecha, Shem Lakai, She Esek Ze Lila Refua. The poskim say one should say this on any refuah one does. To always keep in mind that refuah is always coming through Hashem. The going changes. Our nusach is not that way. It's kirofi chinamata. Kirofi chinamata. We say she was sheheis exeli lerefuah v'tipoeni kirofi chinamata. Lefishein darkon. Oh, now he added on again something we don't say. What is it like? Vishain darkon shel bnei adam larapois. Because really, we shouldn't go to a rofe. Elishanoga, he did. Really, a person should be boteyach. Shouldn't be Isaac Berafuz. He should daven. Om Rabbi, that you shouldn't say, right? The lolem and shochi, the toni, the rabbi shmoil, the rapu yirape, because you don't say that. We don't say that. Kikoi, my own, what do you say when you get better, a sick person? Whatever. Om Rabbach, boruch, roife chinam, argius is boruch, roife choile. Okay, interesting Gemara. So let's go. Hanichlas lebeis akise. Now, Amol. Every yid was accompanied by malachim. So when you go to the Pesach Kisei, the malachim don't go into the Pesach Kisei with you. It's pazinished. So you say to them, "Hiskabdu mechubodim." You know, mechubodim, you don't belong in here. Wait outside. Kedoshim mishar seyel. Tnu kovad alakei Yisrael. Harpu mimeni. Leave me. Atche akones va'aseret zoyni. Vovalech, I'll come back. Abai says they don't like that lashon. Harpu mimeni. Leave me. It sounds like you're telling them to leave you and not, you know, I'm Rabbi Lolei Minish Yochi, Dilma Shafkei, maybe to leave, Azli. Elaleimo, I'll put it this way. Shamruni, Shamruni. Azruni, Azruni. Samchuni, Samchuni. Hamtinuli, Hamtinuli. Wait. Achikonis Veitze. Never. Shekein Dakin Shel Bnei Yodam. What's left on? Ben Odom has to go to the bathroom. Now, in Shulchan Aruch state, and this is important, Sivim Sim Gimel Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, we don't say this brocha. Says the Beis Yosef, because we are not muzochim mirei Hashem that we have malachim walking with us. So you know the story. We'll tell you the quick joke of the Prem Kanevsky. Not long ago, a younger man came to him and he told him, "I have malachim. I talked to them. They're with me. Should I say his kabdu?" He told him, "Very good. Sha'alotam. Ask them. Those malachim, ask them." Good. Let me get Kinofik, when you come out of the bathroom. Apparently, he has a sense of humor. Besides knowing kol ha'teru kulam. Kinofik omer baruch yotzes adam, that's unser brocha bechochma. Uvorovoy nekovim, nekovim. That's the mouth, the piachoitim, the piatabas. Chalolim, chalolim, chalulim, chalulim is a bissel better. Chalolim means the space, it's hard to say created vacuums. Chalulim means the organs which have within them space, spaces like the heart, the stomach. Goli v'yodua lifnechisech v'decho. One of the things that should be closed is open. One of the things that should be open should be closed. Some have a filoshachas against the discussion. What do you do? You don't. And Rashi learns that's this. I can't say. What's Ashi Yotzes Odom B'Chochma? Rashi learns it's going Ashi Yotzes Odom B'Chochma. Goof on this that it's Nekovim Nekovim and Chalulim Chalulim. Because even though Hashem created him with such a chokhmah that is, even though there's Nekovim and Chalulim. As the Yerushalmi says, you take a wine flask and you put a pinhole in it, everything runs out. But we are created with holes and vacuums, and everything holds. That's the chokhmah. Shiyotze chokhmah is referring to what it says later. Taisa learned that. Taisa learned that shiyotze chokhmah is a different thing. Shiyotze chokhmah, kama. He created him b'chokhmah, meaning the way Taisa learns that he created what his needs before the person was born. Or the Ramon in Shulchan Aruch says a very interesting pshat. Shiyotze asodom b'chokhmah. The chokhmah is that you can have a nefesh and a guf together. That's tremendous chokhmah. That he made a shutfus of a dova gashmi with a dova ruchni, and it works. That's the hashiyotze asodom b'chokhmah. And they point out, which brings from, I forgot who it was, one of this forum. What does that do with hashiyotze? That's an interesting thing. To give shvach to Hashem that he can make such a bria, that's a combination, ruchni and sagash, and it collapse. What does that have to do with the birchas hashiyotze exactly? Because that's also totally a dagger. Again, I'm not sure what it means, but because how does it work? It works because when a person eats, the nefesh is nourished by the ruchnius of the oichel, and the body is nourished by the gashmis of the oichel. So it has to do with digestion and elimination, this idea. So they put it in what we call Asher Yotza Broch. What? Okay, that could be the pshat. I mean, I don't know. My chosim, what's the chsim? I'm a rav, roi fecholim. I'm a shmuel. That's a funny chsim. Every time you go to the bathroom, you say, roi fecholim, making us all fecholim. I'm a shul, koshavinu abba. Abba's Rashi explained them, I'm Zion. I wasn't here that day, but that was the title of COVID that Shmuel called rav. Lukuliyam k'tsiri, make everybody for sick people. El a roi fe called bosa. Rav sheishas, I'm a mafli lasos. That's the Yisham, that's the Pella here, that you have. In terms of brings the Yisham, it's a Breshis Rabbah. Odom oysen noid, he makes a flask. Afili yeshbol nekev echad molei machat sitki, it's a ruach yotze, he'll go out. And he yochel ishbo yayin. A kodesh bogu bor nekovim, nekovim bodom, vishoyim o ruach, it's a psap hafli lazis. Okay, I'm Rav Popo, ilgach nemiru l'tavai, that's how we say, rofei kobosom hafli lazis. Anich this leisha, you're going to sleep, amitos, omer, vishmai yisrael ad vohoyim shemor. It's very interesting, because this Gemara is mashma, you say the first parasha of Krishna. The Menach Hananel says you should say the first two parashas, and they claim his gears in the Gemara was Oime Shema V'Oyom Shema, not Ad V'Oyom Shema. Now many H's that say all three, they say Ramach Evorim, but that doesn't say in the Gemara. V'Oime Baruch Hamapu Chevle Sheina Linsum Alafape Me'elishim Basoyin Yiros Forech Hashem Lakash Tashkivein L'Sholem. Now this next piece, you'll find in some, yes, some, there's also 50 million of schoiz. Every sitter, every thing you pick up has a different nusach in his brogah. V'sechelki b'sorvasechva taglein li'dei mitzvah, taglein li'dei aveira, v'lot ve'en li'cheiv, v'lot ve'en li'cheiv, v'lot ve'en li'cheiv, v'zoyim, v'yishlo yitzetov, v'ashvi yitzahov, v'yitzlim pega ram, v'chloim ram, v'yibulim, v'chloim v'zroim, v'yirumim, v'semitoz v'shleim olifonecha, Rashi says means, v'semitoz v'shleim, I shouldn't have a psul in the zera, v'horein apichin ha'movetz, v'chashav me'lo elon kul v'choyde. This thing, v'chein b'sorvasechva, I mean, the goyin takes it out, he says it's not from the Gemara. This is a funny zach. I mean, you're going to sleep. You're asking for help in learning now. It's not exactly the time. As I go to sleep. That's probably when a goyin doesn't like it. So someone in the back, someone to say, because a person when he sleeps, there is a give us a tirig. If he's zoich, he goes up to the yeshiva shalmail, he gets certain things in the sleep. Okay. It's a funny zach, Abusul. I don't think in our siddur it says that. I don't think so. Kimisa, when you wake up, what do you say? The kind of shomer should not be told. After you start the fact, we have to shomer kib again. Different schoys, but also little male and zibalot slow calls. Man shomer kib. I shom lekavik. Say we call on him. We won't call on meisim. We say I think I don't call on shom. Hashem, I'm out of shom. Score meisim. Isn't the son of shmuz here also? How come there's no psichas boruch in this? Why is it start a kind of shom? Why doesn't it start boruch? It says a low and the rosh. That's the standard way. That since it's a birchas hoidor only, birchas hoidors don't start with baruch. It's always in the rosh in many places. What? Yeah, but we always try lemaisa. We try and say it because of the gro. The gro says it's because it's smucha lechavrit of asher yotza. Shavur says once you try. It says usually how people say it in the morning. You say asher yotza and then right away we're going to show me. But it's very interesting. Ravid. The rosh brings a ravid. The ravid says that there's no psichas boruch and a lakai neshoma because it's smucha lechavrit of hamapil. And the shina is not a hefsek. Before you go to sleep, you say amav. When you wake up, you say lekayne shava. In a svucha lechavita for that. And see, brought the poskim, but the rosh here brings it from the ravid. Okay. Here we go. This we all know. We all know everything. If we have to review that, so anyway, kishoma kol tarne goyla. Leima bara shenos lasech vilach benyam elo. What's up with the tarne goyla? It is the Rishonim say, because sechvi really means the heart. Ashenosan vino la sechvi. Sechvi means the heart in the pasuk. And we're really giving a brocha on the fact that we can differentiate between the night and the day. But the Tanagoilos also has that koyach. And the Tanagoilos in certain places called sechvi, so they attached it to when you hear the Tanagoilos. Hattais points out that even if you don't hear the Tanagoilos, make the brocha. That's how we all do. We don't have a linked in mamish to these things happening. Kiposach, again, in the time of the Gemara, they did each of these brachas as you did it. We don't do that anymore. The meaning today is not to do that. We'll masada it later. Kiposach, ain't when you open your eyes, lema baruch b'kei achim, and ki torah tzvi, you sit up, lema baruch matei asurim, ki lovish, you get dressed, lema baruch matei shalmurim, baruch malvei sharun, ki zokiv, you stand up, lema baruch zokiv kufim, ki nochis lahari, lema baruch rock or tzalamoyim, ki mazgi, you start walking, lema baruch hamechim tzadei gover, ki mesayim, you put on your shoes, lema baruch shalosli kol tzarki, ki osa hamyani, the belt, or something, means you have the pants, really. Many learn means your pants over here. That's what Mr. Brewer learns. You put on your pants. Lema baruch ozi sobigvura. What? That's one of the reasons they say we don't do it this way. Maybe use a good shoehorn. I don't know. That's one of the reasons they say we can't be shemini kiyas in any of these things. So we do. We get dressed and then we say it later. They knew how to do everything, you know. Baruch ozi sobigvura. Keep parus suit. You put on your hat al reishay. Lema baruch ozi sobisifara. Kimatet betzitzes. Okay, lashik shalom says it's filling side of betzitzes. Kimanach tefillin adare and yechel yad. Ashkelon says it's only a tefillin. A reish lemach shalom says it's one of mitzvahs tefillin. The Tosis here brings the famous achlokes Rashi and Tosis in Menachos. According to Rashi, I mean, that's the minigah. The goyin goes that way. The goyin people do that. They only make one broch. It's only not a tefillin. They don't make a broch on the shal rosh. You only make a broch on shal rosh if you mafsik between the two. But I say you make one broch and you put on both tefillin. That's the way most Jews do. They make a broch on this, they make a broch on this, but if you're mafsik, then you have to make two brochas on the shul rosh. That's what the Gemara means in Menachos. The Gemara says, soch mevorech echad, soch mevorech shleim, lois soch mevorech achas. The way most people understand that means, you make your laniach. If you aren't mafsik, then you make al mitzvah tefillin one broch. But if you're mafsik, you lost your laniach for this, so now you have to make two on this. What? Yeah, that's one of the kashas. You'll have to be talking only by soch in Rashi. Yeah, there's a lot of difficulties in Rashi. First, the whole Brisa Vegishtelt, that's what I'm saying, it's all Vegishtelt where he did roughly wrong. It's one of the kashas they have in Rashi. So some learns it means because he's only putting on the shoulder. He's only putting on, it's a problem. That's one of the kashas they have in Rashi. So it's good to learn these Gemaras. You dive in your whole life, you think they made it up. You know what I mean? The guys who made out the Siddur, that's made up these brachas. It's also done in the Gemara, you know. Everything's in the Gemara. Little changes happened, you know. Chayiv Adam Levorech. What? Pash this year. Now, the Mishnah said you have Keshvar Latoiv. Let's say the. So the Gemara wasn't me. Just like you make a bracha on good, you make a bracha on bad. So the Gemara misunderstood. I think he thought you make the same bracha. That's not true. You read it. You make a bracha on bad, just like you make a bracha on good. That's not true. We just said on bad you make dynamis, on good you make a teiva meitiv. So the Gemara says that's not what it means. My chayiv levorech lo kshem shvorech ala toivo, ilayim kshem shemevorech ala toivo, toivo meitiv, kach mevorech ala toivo meitiv, that can't be the pshat and the mish, it just said not that way. Chotanan, apsul steve sama toivo meitiv, apsul srosom bordayno emes. Omar rov lo nitzcho le kabluna with simcha, that's what it means. Just like you make the broch on the toivo with a ganza heart, with a simcha, so too you have to be mevorech ala ro, with the same kabolas, yisurim behavu besimcha. A difficult thing. The last mission in broch is probably the most difficult mission to be mekayim, but I told him the last time I served with the position, he said, no, ask my brother how to do it. And they came to him and he said, well, yes, the brother sent you to me. I never had anything bad in my life. And I was sitting in the hovel, had no stuffing on, nothing to eat. I never had anything bad. I couldn't tell you the pshat in this Mishnah. Okay, Omer Abacha, Mishnah Mablevi, Maikro, Chesed u'mishpat ashira loch, Hashem azameira. Im chesed ashira, v'mishpat ashira. Same thing. Rav Shu Baruch Meini, Omer Mehocha, Hashem, this posuk is wrong. It's b'lekim ha'alal dova, b'Hashem ha'alal dova. Elekim is minas adim, Hashem is minas arachimim. B'Hashem al-hava dova, zumira toiva. B'lekim ha'alal dova, zuminas paronas. Rav Tanchar Mehocha, Kois Yeshuas Esau, uv'shem Hashem ekra. Tzor v'yogin emtso, shem Hashem ekra. The zelba v'shem Hashem ekra. If you save, you got in trouble. Rabbon and Amri Mehocha, Hashem Iv, Hashem Nosa, Hashem Lo, that we say by the Kfuris, Yishem Hashem Mevoiruch. Yes, so interesting, Kashi, you know, the Gemara wants to know how you make Allah Tovim, the Gemara brings four psukim. The Mishnah brought a possible. He said, Bechol Moedecha, Bechol Midash at the Moedecha. So I didn't see a good answer for that, I don't know. What do you basically, how do you know it? The Mishnah brought a possible in Chumash. Bechol Moedecha, Bechol Midash at the Moedecha. I wonder what he wants to be more psukim for. I didn't see a good answer on that. Okay, the famous story. This is also wasn't made up in the kids' books. This is more. I always point out that's a sifin shulchan aruch. It's a sifin shulchan aruch. Reish lamed sif gimel duchzach. Reish sif hey says chayiv adam loyma. Come otherwise, it's a din shulchan aruch. Kihod Rebbe Akiva, Tavakozu Borch was going on away. Motor like this, mother came to a town. Bosh, Biza, yes, a place to say. Lo Yavala, they wouldn't let him in. Oma called over Rachman Latav. It's good. Ozl Bos Bedabi went to sleep in the field. Vahava by day, Tanagoli had a chicken that was his alarm clock. Vahamra and a donkey, a shrug and a candle. Also Ziko came a wind, Kavila Shoga put out the light. Also Shuma came a cat, Achle Tanagoli ate up the chicken. Also Arya came a lion, Achle Chamra ate the donkey. Look bleak. Oma, he stuck with his, called over Rachman al-Tav. Beba Leilu, that night, as a guys, a troop, a bunch of gangsters, Shavu Lamosa, they captured the city. Oma Luhu, he said to them, you see, Lav Army Luhu, Kamashay Sakurish Baruchu, Akalatoiva, as Raji explains, had his light been on, they would have seen him, they would have taken him. Had the Tanagol made noise, had the Chamomina Azay, he was saved from the whole Asik. So what looked very bleak turned out to save his life. And as I always point out, Meitnesha, this only happened to Rabbi Akiva. What do I mean to say Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva was different that he saw it and he said it. Everything is called Madarukh Latavovit. But I've Zeicha Zayin to see him, and I've Zeicha Zayin to believe it. But it's the same by everybody.